Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to two openings, please. Matthew 9 and Mark 9. We've been on the subject for some weeks now. And don't be in a rush for me to get off of it, because I'm not in a rush to get off this subject. In fact, I think you're going to be hearing even more about this subject. Faith is not a fad. Faith is not a move. Faith was not a season. Faith is how we live. Faith, life. That's the life for me. Right? For you. Matthew 9 and verse 27. Matthew 9, 27, there were two men that were blind that followed Jesus, and they cried and they said, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They wanted healing, restoration, a miracle, and they asked for mercy. Is healing a mercy? Well, if you read the rest of the story, they got the healing. So the Lord didn't correct them and say, "No, it's not mercy you want. You want a healing." Said out loud, healing is a mercy.
Healing is a mercy.
So you hear some people say, "Well, you know, healing's been done away with, or healing's not for everybody." They just got through saying mercy's been done away with. They just got through saying mercy's not for everyone. You agree with that?
No.
Mercy's not for everyone. Healing is a mercy. God, the scripture calls in Corinthians, calls God the Father of mercies, plural, and the God of all comfort. The scripture said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." He forgives all your iniquities. That's one of the benefits. He heals all your diseases. That's another of the benefits. He keeps going. To hear some people talk, you think there's only one benefit. Sin's forgiven. Of course, if that's the only one it was, that'd be great. Right? Being saved, being forgiven, missing hell, that's a big one. The big one. And yet, it's not the only benefit. Forget not all His benefits. He is the God and Father of mercies. Plural. There's forgiving mercy. There's healing mercy. There's delivering mercy. There's mercy for your finances, mercy for your marriage, mercy for your children. He's the Father of mercies. They asked for mercy. They got healing. Mercy's for everybody. Verse 28, He said, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." Then touched He their eyes and said what? "According to your faith, be it unto you." Now He said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." Then you might think, asking that question, that He'd turn around and say, "Then according to my ability." Do you believe the ability is here? Do you believe the power is here? Yes. Then according to the power. According to the ability. Do you believe the anointing's on me? Yes. Then according to that anointing? No. No. Because that's not how it happened. We looked last week at the healing of the woman with the issue of blood, who pressed through the crowd, touched Jesus' clothes, and anointing, healing power, came out of Him, went into her and healed her from what she couldn't get any relief over 12 years of torment and procedures, immediately healed. And yet, people were touching Him on every side. Scores of people, maybe hundreds of people. And we have no record that any of them got any healing or miracle. Well, the anointing was there. In fact, you read the account where they tore off the roof and let the man down, you know, born by four that was paralyzed. And the Bible said before that, Jesus was preaching in the house, said the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Well, that was everybody in the house. Well, these guys hadn't even got there yet. But they pressed through by their faith, tore off the roof, got the guy. He got healed. Far as we know, nobody else in the house got healed. The scribes and Pharisees just found fault and mocked Jesus. And yet the power of the Lord was there to heal them. And yet apparently none of them got healed. Why? Because we don't receive according to what God can do. We don't receive even according to His perfect will. Now this is shocking to some people. Because the church, by and large, has changed what Jesus said and what He taught. How many know He didn't just say this one time, according to your faith? Jesus said this repeatedly, numerous ways, numerous situations. And yet many churches, you're not going to hear that according to your faith. What you will hear is according to God's will. That everything happens according to God's will. And we can pray, but how's it going to happen? Well, it may not happen what you want or even what you think you need, but God knows best. And so it's going to happen according to what? According to His choice, according to His will. This is not what Jesus taught. This is actually contradicting what Jesus taught. Now, do you understand that most of the church world believes that? But you know, if the emphasis should be on the will of God, that's where Jesus would have put it. Thank you for those three amens. In fact, if you look at the whole New Testament, there's some 50 or so references in the New Testament to the will of God. There's way over 500 references to faith and believing. So that means we ought to preach 10 times more on faith than we do the will of God. Now I'm not saying the will of God's not important. You got to know the will of God before you can even have faith. But this idea of it's up to God, it's up to God, it's up to God is wrong.
That's right.
It actually contradicts what Jesus taught us.
Yes.
They said, we want to be healed. Have mercy on us. He said, you believe it can happen? You believe I'm able? Yeah. He said, here's how it's going to happen. According to your faith. Right now. And they must have believed. Because here it came. He touched them and they were healed. How many believe the same thing can happen today because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Go with me to Mark, the 9th chapter. Mark 9. This is the man that brought his son who was having seizures to Jesus' disciples. They prayed over him. They did everything they knew how to do, ministered to him, I should say. And he was no better. He got no relief. And Jesus came and the man brought before Jesus about his son and said, verse 22, 9:22 of Mark, oft times it's cast him into the fire, waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now see, the disciples had just failed to get any results. So he's not sure even if Jesus can help him out. If you can do anything. And verse 23, Jesus said, actually there's a play on the words. He actually quoted his words back to him. If you can. I know it's not that way in the King James, but if you read other translations, you'll see. The man said, if you can do anything, have compassion on yourselves. And Jesus said, if you can, believe. All things are possible to him that believes. In fact, Darby translation says, verse 23, Jesus said, the quote, if you could, end quote, is if you can believe. The if you can is not if I can do anything, it's if you'll believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Good News translation says, yes, said Jesus, if you yourself can. It's not if I can. Is it true that it's not if God can? It's not if God can do it. That's why I keep saying we don't receive according to God's power or according to God's ability. Nor do we receive according to his will. Now that bothers a lot of people. But come on, think about it. Does God have the power to save everybody on the planet, everybody born again, everybody free? Does he? Is it his will? It's not his will that any should perish. So is everybody born again?
No.
The will of God is for them to be born again. They're not receiving according to the will of God. The power of God is more than enough, but they're not receiving according to the power of God. How do you get born again? Not according to his will, not according to his power, according to your faith. And if it's true concerning the most important thing, heaven and hell, eternal life, why wouldn't it be true concerning lesser things? It is true. The just don't just miss hell and go to heaven by faith. The just live by faith. The just walk by faith. Everything works the same way. If we believe this, we should become greatly interested in faith. Right? Because the more our faith develops, the more of his will we'll receive and walk in. And the more of his power and ability will be shown and manifested in our lives. We've already had some of his power manifested in our lives. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing as good as we are. But how many believe there's a whole lot more, whole lot more, whole lot more? Who are we waiting on? Waiting on God to decide to do something for us? No, we don't receive according to that. We receive according to our faith. Go with me, please, to the book of Luke. I believe we're making progress. Having said that, you might think exactly what this verse here says next. That the disciples said, increase our faith. Well, man, if that's it, Lord, increase my faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me